Breaking news from The Athletic.
This is Adam Hoge from the Hoge and Johns podcast on The Athletic with breaking news and sad news this morning as Bears legend and Pro Football Hall of Famer Gale Sayers has passed away at the age of 77. Adam Johns is here with us as well. Johns, sad news this morning.
Yes. It's a legend of legends for the Chicago Bears. I think if you ask anyone affiliated with the team, you learn how much Gale Sayers meant as a person, as a player, as a man. He just means so much to this organization. So definitely a sad day for the Chicago Bears franchise.
The Kansas Comet, who really, if you look at the landscape of all sports history, had one of the most remarkable short careers that any athlete has ever had. Unfortunately, injuries kept his career down to 7 seasons with the Bears, and it's really more like 5 when you look at how injured he was the last 2. But this news this morning made me go out and pull the Bears scrapbook out. The Athletic's Dan Pompey had a huge part in writing. And just looking at some of the career of Gale Sayers, and of course the legendary performance on December 12th, 1965, on what is described in the book as a muddy surface at Wrigley Field. 336 all-purpose yards and 6 touchdowns for Gale Sayers that day as the Bears beat the 49ers 61-20. Sayers took 9 handoffs in the game, Johns. He scored on 4 of them. He caught 2 passes. He scored on 1 of them. He fielded 5 punts and scored on 1 of the returns as well. Just really one of the most memorable performances in the history of the league.
I think it was Mike Ditka, another team legend, who called it probably the greatest single game in the history of the game, and it's hard to disagree with that. You know, you always talk about players who transcend era. Like, Gale Sayers is one of those players. Like, a Barry Sanders-like running back who was way ahead of his time in the 1960s. And if you just look at that draft, the 1965 draft, right? At number 3, the Bears took Dick Butkus. At number 4, they took Gale Sayers. So finding 2 legends in 1 draft, that was something special for this team. Obviously 2 icons, 2 memorable players who really transcend not only the Bears' history, but the NFL's history.
Well, we're too young to have seen him play live, but you certainly see the highlights and just the way he's revered in the Bears organization as well. Of course, the connection to Brian Piccolo, which means so much within the Bears organization. So this is a sad day for the Bears. Again, Gale Sayers was 77 years old, had been dealing with dementia that we've known about for a few years now, and was part of some of the lawsuits in the last decade, too, with the NFL, citing some of the head injuries that he dealt with as a player. Of course, the leg injuries were probably what really cut his career short. But the man took a beating in a 7-year career, and we saw him at the Bears 100 celebration last year, and they brought him out on stage in what was a pretty emotional moment, to be honest with you, at that convention. But it was also pretty clear that he wasn't doing all that great from a health perspective.
Yeah, I would say he was the star, the superstar of stars that day. That was the celebration of the Bears' 100-year history. And to see Gale Sayers there, to see the reaction from the fans, that was something special, a very special moment for Chicago fans, for Bears fans, for the organization, and for the Sayers family.
Gale Sayers, the Kansas Comet, a great Bear, dead at the age of 77. Thanks for joining our breaking news coverage. Go to The Athletic's new headline section for much more on this story. To get access to all of The Athletic's great sports content, visit theathletic.com/newspod, where you can join for just $1 per month.